Whenever there's a new session of Congress, the House of Representatives adopts a new set of rules to govern the way it conducts business. For the 117th Congress, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Rules Committee Chairman James McGovern have proposed a rules package they claim makes the House of Representatives the most inclusive in history. There's a section that eliminates all gendered terms. If the rules package is adopted by the full House, only gender-inclusive language will be allowed in House rules. So, where the terms father and mother now appear in the House Code of Official Conduct, they would be replaced with parent. Husband and wife would be spouse. Son and daughter would be child. And brother and sister would be sibling. Then it really gets awkward. Aunt and uncle must be replaced with parent sibling, and cousin must be sibling's child. And for the in-laws, the new terms are parent-in-law, child-in-law, and sibling-in-law. Grandson and granddaughter would be out. Grandchild would be used instead. Stepmother, stepfather, stepson, stepdaughter, stepbrother, and stepsister are out. Step-parent, stepchild, and step-sibling are in, and so on. In Rule 10 of the House, the word seaman appears. It would have to be replaced with seafarer. Chairman would be replaced with chair. These language requirements are for House rules, not floor speeches or bills. But this hat tip to the far left's desire to eliminate every distinction between the sexes is silly and just makes it harder to communicate clearly. Believe me, there will be more of this pronoun and other gender-neutral policy nonsense. The proposed new rules establish a permanent Office of Diversity and Inclusion. Expect affirmative action and quota requirements for the hiring of House staff. In its Blueprint for Positive Change, the Human Rights Campaign laid out a list of 85 recommendations to the administration to elevate and enact LGBTQ policy demands. It appears that leaders in Congress are already acting on it. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.